Blog Talk Radio.
Inhale your freshness, I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your next mark, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you and you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, God. We await the hour. Created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd, thou with me when the pressure is on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, I spit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, told our Rabba, Rukata, hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. You saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby, then placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could have died for reason I'm alive. Through the sex and violence of the hood, you helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place to live. Cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down the source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Make me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Shows your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're.
I look
So I find myself deeper in the book, cause I believe what it says when I read. See, the scripture said it was gonna get worse.
Family. Shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, I'm your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 29th of May, 2013. We're getting ready to continue our fourth of this series, Toward Truth. What about Yahushua? What about Yahushua? We've been doing this series now, family. This is the fourth one, giving a lot of scripture. I tell everyone, if you want to learn, you're in the right place, because we're going to go over the Father's Word. But if you want to stay in a state of ignorance, if you want to continue being as the ancestors of the Hebrews, we can read about an old covenant, where they stiffened their neck, and they heard not the person the Father raised up to tell them, to teach them. They didn't want to hear it. So if you're that type of person, you're probably at the wrong spot, because you're going to learn something here. Okay, you're going to learn something. We're going to get back into our Father's Word, where we put precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. We're going to precept this with understanding. Okay, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I think that this is what may also be part of the problem with the Torah truth. What is it, all truth? Are we supposed to keep the five books of Moses over the things of the spiritual, which is Yahushua in the new covenant? Does the old covenant supersede the new covenant? We got to ask that question, because it's being taught. And sometimes it's not as direct as somebody saying, the Torah. They might say, give you something pertaining to something that is within the Torah, like the way you dress, or the way, you know, we know that we were set apart people, so they might tell you got to get a Hebrew name, you know, don't keep that slave name. Anything of the flesh, the circumcision, anything of the flesh, that's where you will be in error. Because we just read it yesterday, where it told us, in the new covenant, that the law brings death. That's what the law brings, is death. And we're going to get into some more good scriptures in the days to come, if not today, but in the days to come, where it's just a repeating of the same thing. Okay, it's all in the new covenant. Remember, the new covenant is Yahushua. Okay? And it's a spiritual message. Because remember, we're no longer dealing with flesh and blood family. We have to get the understanding. We have to come back to our Father. Correct. And it's not coming in the flesh. You will not see the Father. You will not see the Son. You better get spiritual. Okay? No flesh and blood will be entering into that kingdom. The message is spiritual, whereby we cannot sin as we were sinning in the old covenant. Not to say we can't sin, but it's easier for us to repent directly to the Father through Yahushua. We don't have to wait till a priest does some type of sin offering or something like that. We have a direct connection right now because it's through the set-apart spirit which dwells directly within each and every one of you. So what we're going to be doing today, family, we're going to be going over some more scriptures. And like I said, if you want to learn, you stay right here. I'm going to be giving out links. I pray that everyone will be opening up their scriptures, reading along with me. I'm going to be bringing on my sister right now. Shalom, shalom. Sister Cookie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Hello, family.
Oh, hi, sister. I'm doing fine. Are you ready to read for us today?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
family, let's tell them. We're giving Sister Cookie a version that is easy to read because yesterday she had a really hard time. She was reading out the 1611 King James, and if you go even online, you can see where they keep putting those words together and putting U's and W's and V's and all this stuff in the word, and she was trying to decipher a mess, you know. But we're going to give her easy to read, I guess you could say. We're going to give her the standard King James version to read. Okay, so the reading will be a little bit easier for her. You know, it's not going to be where she has to decode anything before she starts reading. So, sister,
right.
Do you want to say anything at all to the family or anything before we get started?
No, just thank you, Yahushua. I'm just thanking the Father for another day.
That's right, sister. You want to lead our prayer today? Are you ready for it?
No, not yet.
I knew the answer to that, but I said, next show, sister, I'm going to have you lead the prayer. But, because family, one thing about it is, I just got to say it, because I don't, you know, people, look, y'all see me get up here every week. I be messing up on words and all kind of stuff, but do you see Sister Georgia like, I don't want to read, look, we all going to mess up. We all going to mess up. It's all right. We family. It's all right. So, When we say a prayer to our Heavenly Father, and just because we're on radio and everybody is listening, just, you know, make it a personal one. You know, you don't have to pray like I pray because it's between you and the Father. It's just that we all listen and we pray that you prayed over the lesson. But outside of that, you know, don't get all nervous for this. Yes, I've been doing this for a while, but even when I began doing it, you know, I was not nervous because I feel like this. I know I'm not the only one to be messing up in life, so get over that part and let's go on. As long as we hear the Father's word, that's what's important. So I'm going to lead the prayer off, okay, family? I'm going to lead the prayer off tonight before we get started on our lesson. I ask everyone that they raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Father, we thank you for another day where we can get together through the set apart spirit, Father, and go over your word. We thank you that you gave us the set apart spirit, which is the ability where even though my brothers and sisters are scattered across the four corners of the earth, we can all still come together through the set apart spirit, and you dwell right in the midst of us. We say hallelujah, all praises to you, Father, for that. Father, we thank you for your preserved word that we are able to read with understanding. Father, we thank you for each and every family member that we have, all the sojourners who have come to hear your word, your truth. Father, we pray that through hearing your word, eyes will be opened. Father, we ask that they can not only read it with understanding, but they can hear it as well. Father, we ask that you just let the Ruach flow all through this lesson, Father, so that each and every one of our family members can know that this message is not from me, but it's from you. It's from you, Father. This is your word. And, Father, we love your word. We just thank you for your word. Father, we ask for protection over our website, over my mouth, over my head, my body, over Sister Cookie, anyone who gets up here to speak, Father. We ask that if anyone comes to cause derision on the website, that when they get on here, Father, that you confound them. Father, that there is no interruptions, that we are able to get your message out, and that your truth can be spoken. Father, we just thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. Okay, I hope y'all ready. Here we go. Here we go. Family, I'm going to be giving out links for you guys, and I'm going to have Sister Cookie doing some reading for us again tonight. And what I'm going to give everyone, and I just welcome everyone, Sister Lioness 076, she was here last night. Hey, I'm so glad to see you again. And Sister Lakeisha, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, too. She's here almost every show. Guest, I have a feeling this is the same guest as has been joining us for the last few shows. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm glad that you guys are really, you know, seeking out the Father's Word, because after we finish this complete lesson, I want you guys to do a little observation. You go out there and listen to what they're telling you now. Now, after we go through these scriptures and you hear where Yahushua had to come in to be a fulfillment, okay, to be a fulfillment of the law, the Shabbat, Passover, prophecies. And if somebody now tells you that, well, no, see, it's the law, and they will leave out Yahushua, with certain verses we're going to be reading where it's going to plainly tell you today that Yahushua supersedes all. Anything before Yahushua, he supersedes it. You know, you're going to get the correct understanding, and you're going to see where the errors lie in certain teachings and how that one little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. They'll go from one part incorrectly reading it and take it another spot. And pretty soon, you know, just like they do with the woman and her position in the scripture, that's what they'll do. They'll go ahead and take it here, there. Daughters of Zion, you see that woman right there not understanding that the woman, every man, all men or whatever, is speaking of the nation of Israel. We are now to understand the truth of the Father's word spiritually. Can't be of the flesh. What your eyes can see could deceive you, just like they do in the real world. And they did that on purpose. They did that when they wrote the scriptures in a masculine text. They did that on purpose to deceive many of our people, to make them unrighteous. And many of our people believed that they were called to teach. And they, just because the sexual orientation of them is different from a woman, so they say, hey, that's my job to teach because the scripture says, you know, we know that we're going to be a nation of priests. Okay, so they just automatically think that it's their duty, it's their responsibility. When we read in the scripture, the Father has to lift that person up, and ye shall know them by their fruit. Ye shall know if the Father sent them. Are they getting this right? Are they even coming to the Father correctly with the precepts, the understanding, rightly dividing the word? So once we get through this lesson, you should be able to catch it. You should be able to see where those errors are being made. Okay? And when you come to the Father, make sure that you have a love for the Son. Can't come to the Father and ask him for understanding, and you're not going to take it through the Son, because we have to end our prayers in Yahushua's name, because no message to the Father will get to him unless it goes through Yahushua. So with that said, family, I'm going to give everybody the link, and that it's at Hebrews 7. I ask everyone to go ahead and open up their scriptures. We're at Hebrews 7. Remember, family, we are talking about those who are keeping a flesh message, and the scribes and the Pharisees, who are also known as the serpent seed in the scripture, that a different spirit that caused all kind of chaos throughout the entire word. We've gone through that in the first couple shows. Now we're getting ready to go into their teachings. And specifically, we got to hit the water baptism in a little bit, but I want to, I'm going to go somewhere real quick with you guys. I want to go somewhere because I kind of like talked about it already yesterday, and I wanted to throw this scripture in with yesterday's lesson, and I'm just going to go right here, and before she starts reading, I want to take you guys one little place. Give me a second. I'm pulling up my notes from yesterday because, remember, in Malachi 3, I'm just going to read a couple lines to you, and then we're going to go into today's lesson. In Malachi 3, we're reading about the Father and what he sent Malachi to tell the people. Okay, so I'm going to read just a little bit for you, then I'm going to get her started, just in case either you weren't here yesterday or, you know, you might have forgotten. I'm going to read Malachi 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8 for you, okay? It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And Yahushua, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith Yahuwah, creator of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand up when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahuwah an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahuwah, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widows, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear me not, saith Yahuwah, creator of hosts. For I am Yahuwah, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed." Okay, pay attention right here. Verse 7. "Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return to you, saith Yahuwah, creator of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? He tells us, in tithes and offerings. Now we know that in the tithes and in the offerings, we were taking all this stuff and taking it over to the wicked side. We were... go back to Isaiah 1, where it starts speaking about how we were coming to the Father, you know, and bringing these sacrifices and all this stuff. We were gathering assemblies, but it wasn't for him, because he said, "Who called you? Who told you to come? I didn't call you. What you doing?" Okay, we went through the verses yesterday, speaking of the tithes and the offerings, what those were about. When you get to the word ordinance, excuse me, tithe and offerings. Where did I go with this? I might be picking up the wrong one. Hold on a second, family. Well, just know that what the Father was upset about was when we had what was given to us set apart, which was the Torah, we took all that, which involved the tithes and the offerings, we were given them to other deities. So now we have to go look at the word the tithes. You're going to get a little bit more understanding about the tithes in Hebrews chapter 7. So everyone, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and open up. Let's go to Hebrews 7. I'm going to have Sister Cookie read for us.
All righty. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hebrews chapter 7. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High, the Father, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of the Father, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil. And verily, they that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to this tithe, to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the lions of Abraham, excuse me, the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received, tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Got to scroll down a little bit. 1 second. Okay. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so, excuse me, and as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our fathers sprang out of Judah, of which Moses, excuse me, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Hold on. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth that art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is barely a this annulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto Yahuwah. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made a priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Father swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yahushua made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come from the Father by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him, for them, excuse me. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for their own sins, first for his own sins, and for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
All right. Thank you, sister. Okay, we're getting ready to get into some understanding. I think you should be able to understand this, but just in case, we might have some, because apparently there is some that don't understand this particular chapter. Okay, this is in the New Covenant. Some people don't understand it because they're still trying to put the law over Yahushua. Now, let's go back. Take our time with this. That was Hebrews chapter 7. I'm going to read it, and we'll get understanding. Now, many of us have read about Melchizedek. Let's go get a little bit of understanding what Hebrews 7, what is said in Hebrews 7. It says, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, that's Jerusalem. We know that they, when they talk about Melchizedek, they're still speaking of Yahushua. It says, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, prince of the Most High,
father, Yahuwah, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings. Remember, he had to kill all those hybrid kings, and he blessed him. Okay? Melchizedek blessed Abraham, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem. It's talking about Yahushua, which is king of peace. Who is over the Shabbat? That's Yahushua. Come on now, family. Let's get with it. Verse 3, it tells us, without father, and we're talking about earthly, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. You know that's Yahushua. But made like unto the Son of the Most High, Yahushua, right? Abided a priest continually. This is going to be the high priest in the kingdom, family. Okay, the New Jerusalem. Verse 4, now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of their priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. They all of flesh is what it's saying here. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes from Abraham. Remember, the father chose the Levitical priest line. And if you go back to the Torah, you understand how all the tithes and everything was collected among the people. Now, unfortunately, many people don't understand because Yahushua was not spoken of in the Torah. He's not spoken of in the Torah. So if you're going to keep the law, you got to kind of like, if what you're doing is keeping just the law, you're overlooking Yahushua. But right here, to get the understanding, Melchizedek represented Yahushua. So let's see what it says. Verse 5, I want to read it again. Okay? It says, and verily, they that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and bless him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, nothing's being contradicted here, the less is blessed of the better. Okay, who's the last? Well, that's man. That's Abraham. That's the sons of Levi. Who's the better? You got to know who is better, because some people don't know that Yahushua superseded everything that was in the Torah. Okay, it tells us right here. It says, and without all contradiction, because we're not saying that the law is not good. We're not saying that. What the scripture is not saying that, because Yahushua said, I didn't come to do away with nothing but to fulfill it, not the law and not the prophets. Right here it's saying the same thing, and without all contradiction, there's no contradiction here. The less, which is Abraham and the sons of Levi, is blessed of the better, which is Melchizedek Yahushua. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Talking about Yahushua. And as I may say so, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Remember, it said that the father knew us before we were in our mother's womb. So that's letting you know this is something spiritual. If Melchizedek, which is higher than Abraham, would be the high priest, the king of Salem, Jerusalem. Come on, this is Yahushua. If he met Levi while he was yet in his father's loins, he wasn't even here. Okay, that's what he said. He met him then. That's something spiritual. It says in verse 11, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood of man, okay, of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, it says, well, I shouldn't say that. I should say of the seed of Adam. That's better. Let's leave it where it should be.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. Remember, we're talking about the scribes and the Pharisees in the New Covenant, and they were all twisted up. They were teaching a damnable doctrine, and they were speaking Torah, okay, to the people. They were putting heavy burdens on people by going to the Torah. They didn't want to accept Yahushua. But it tells us right here, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood of the flesh, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Question. Okay? It says in verse 12, for the priesthood being changed, the priesthood is being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Remember, who is replacing the Levitical priesthood? Well, that's Yahushua. And who is going to not replace but make it spiritual, change it, change the law? Well, that's Yahushua. He made it spiritual. Levitical priests were of flesh. The law, we sin through the flesh under the law. The priesthood was changed. And not only was the priesthood changed, but there is made of necessity a change also of the law. It's spiritual. We're going to read that later. Okay, just so you get this, because some people ain't read these scriptures. It says, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar, not of what was of the flesh. It says, for it is evident that our Redeemer sprang out of Judah. That would be Yahushua. Okay? It says, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. It wasn't spoken then. When the Father gave us the Torah, he thought we would obey. We did not obey. We went away backwards. We did everything opposite of what he told us to do. So there was no need for Moses to speak anything concerning the priesthood. Okay? He thought that what the Father had set up, we could keep. Apparently we didn't do it. Okay, verse 15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, that's the Torah, but after the power of an endless life. Who has everlasting life? Who can give it to us? Oh, that's Yahushua. And you got to take it spiritual if you're going to get that understanding. So it tells us, verse 16, we're still talking about Yahushua. Yahushua, it says, who is made not after the law of a carnal, which is a fleshly commandment, but after the power, spiritual. That's what the power is, something spiritual, but an endless life. Remember, while we're in our flesh bodies, we're considered corruptible. When we get into our spiritual bodies, that's incorruptible because you cannot kill a spirit. Okay, you cannot kill a spirit. That's endless life. Okay, 17, for he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Not after Aaron's priesthood, not after man, no, after the order of Melchizedek, who didn't have a father, who didn't have a mother, didn't descend. You remember? Okay, let's get to it. It says, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment, is breaking apart, going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto the Most High. Now, I want to take you back to verse 18. I'm going to read this now, and I'm going to go and precept it somewhere. It says that we're speaking about the law. We're speaking about the commandments. We're speaking about the Torah. We're speaking about the flesh. Okay? It tells us, verse 18, for there is verily a disannulling, means breaking up, of the commandment going before for the weakness, for the weaknesses, and unprofitable thereof. That should take you guys right back to when we did the lesson yesterday, and I read to you guys Romans 8. I'm going to read to you one particular part of Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua,
who walk not after the flesh, but after the set-apart spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Yahushua hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahuwah sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So when it talks about in verse 3, it says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, and you go right back over to Hebrews 7, and we read it, verse 18, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness, okay? Same thing, and unprofitableness thereof. The commandments, the law, all that, look, through the flesh, there were errors in it for us. We kept sinning. It wasn't perfect for us. The Father gave his perfect sacrifice, one time only, and that was Yahushua. So let's keep going. He tells us, for the law made nothing perfect, and I'm in verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. And they talk about Yahushua, the new covenant, by the which we draw nigh unto the Father, Yahuwah. Because we know when the Father sent his only begotten Son through the death, burial, and resurrection, through the our sins were forgiven through the shedding of his blood. We had remissions of sin because sin is the law. Remember? If you don't remember, we might hit it up again today. But the point is that Yahushua bought everything spiritual so that we have a direct connection with our Father. Things that we can do now, we couldn't do then. Nobody is getting stoned. Nobody is being put to a quick death upon doing something wrong, for breaking a law or a commandment or something. Nobody's doing that right now because it's all spiritual. And it's not saying that you got to be just and righteous. No, he did. Love your brother as you love yourself. Love that your brother or neighbor. They use the word neighbor, but they're talking about the Hebrews. Love one another, okay? And the first one would be love the Father with all your heart, your mind, your soul, okay? Second one was, these were the commandments. We're going to go over that too. I think it's in, Matthew 22 or 23. It tells you. The first one is love the Father, okay, with all your heart, soul, mind, body. The second one is love thy neighbor as thyself. So it tells us, I'm back at Hebrews 7, it says, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto the Father. And insomuch as not without an oath he was made priest. Talking about Yahushua. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, Yahuwah swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yahushua made a surety of a better covenant. Okay, he was made a surety. Now, I don't know if you don't know what the word surety means, but it's like it's set in stone. He is the better covenant. We had the old covenant given to us in the Torah. We didn't keep it, but Yahushua tells us that I'm reading, if y'all don't know where I'm at, I'm reading at verse 22. But Yahushua was made a surety of a better covenant. The word testament, covenant. Okay, same thing. 23. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Okay, you had to keep getting the priests. There was a lot of them. But this man, Yahushua, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. You see, the one of the flesh, they die off, you got to replace them. But Yahushua is that one-time high priest that we're going to have. Okay? It tells us in verse 25, wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto the Father by him. Nobody's getting to the Father but by Yahushua. Now, we are still speaking, family, of Moses, of the Torah, of the Levitical priesthood, of Abraham. We're speaking of all these things. But it's letting us know in Hebrews 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto the Father by him. You can't leave out Yahushua, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Somehow, those who are going over the Torah, whether not intentional or whether not understanding the scripture, they don't seem to put that connection with Yahushua over the Torah. They forget about it. Something's lacking, and they get fleshly on us. Something's going on. You try to figure out what it is. I think I know, but you try to figure out what that is. So it tells us in verse 26, for such an high priest became us, who is set apart, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sin, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmities. That's what the law does. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. If that's not plain enough, you cannot put the law over Yahushua. Yahushua better be in there somewhere with your teachings. Don't put the flesh over the spiritual. Sister, did you understand that? Am I being clear? I mean, I don't know. Did I say anything confusing to confuse anyone? If you got yourself on mute, unmute yourself.
It's clear to me.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And we had to read that because, see, there's a lot of parts in Scripture. It's clear. What part is it that people are not getting? What parts in Scripture are they not getting? So we're going to go on. Let me go check out my chat room real quick. All right. Child of Yah, Ahaya, Shalom. Okay, more people. And rest guests, welcome. I don't know all the guests, but, and also to the listening phone line, Shalom and welcome, because we have quite a few people there. We're going to go on. See, somehow, some way, I don't think that these scriptures are being read. I really don't think that, because to me it's perfectly clear what's in the Word. There's no going around it, family. There's no going around it. Now, I want to take you guys, we're going to piggyback off, because in verse 19 that I just read of Hebrews 7, it tells us, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto Yahuwah. So we're going to go and find out what was that hope, that better hope that we were waiting on. Let's go find that out. Let's go to the book of John. I'm going to give everybody on the chat line the link. I'm going to give everybody on the chat line the link at where I'm at right now. And let me get it open, because you know they'd be messing with my computer here. Give me a second to get it. I'm going to give everybody this link, and we're going to be going over John 1, verses 1 through 34. So let me give it to the chat line first. And those of you at home, please open up as well. Oh, okay, Sister Phoenicia, hello. Okay, so anyhow, I was reading something she put on the chat line. Anyhow, family, we're going to get there. Now, when you go to John 1, chapters 3 and 4, I want to piggyback off that from verse Hebrews 7, chapter 19, which I just read to you. We must acknowledge with understanding that Yahushua, his baptism of the set-apart spirit, superseded John the Baptist's water baptism. And the reason why we got to go there, because a lot of people believe in the water baptism is superseding the set-apart spirit for some reason. they tell you you have to get the water baptism. No, water baptism, that's something of the flesh. It don't matter if you're dirty or clean. It don't matter if you're dipping that water. It don't matter. You know, the Father really does know your heart, but that's not what the Father was. He wanted to get away from the things of the flesh to where it's within. Okay, it's a spiritual matter because that's where the Father is. That's where the Son resides. That's where the set-apart Spirit is. You know, see, water can't wash away your sins. Okay, water can't, but the Word can. It's a spiritual message now. Everything's spiritual. I keep telling everybody that the Word says that, but we're going to go there and get the understanding. Now, I'm going to read one more time Hebrews 7, verse 19, and then we're going to piggyback off and go to John 1 and get some understanding. Got to understand, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. We're going to find out what that better hope is. So let's go to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 34. Sister, could you please read?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahuwah. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. I hope I'm saying it right. Excuse me. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from Yahuwah, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to them to become the sons of Yahuwah, even unto... Excuse me, I got to scroll down. Give me one second. I'm going to reread that one. I'm going to reread 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahuwah, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah, of the Father. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahushua. No man hath seen the Father at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. I am not Yahushua. I don't know if I said that right. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. Then said unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of crying, of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Father, as said the prophet Esaias. And they which I'm on verse 24. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou not be Yahushua, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latcheth, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Yahushua coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of the Father, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After he cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come to baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not, but he sent that sent me to baptize with water. The same said unto me, Upon him shalt thou see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. The same is he which baptizes with the set-apart Spirit. And I saw and bear record that the Son of the Father, that this is the Son of the Father.
All right, sister, thank you, thank you. Family, we were reading John, first chapter, verses 1 through 34. We're going to break it down. We're going to break it down to make sure everybody is on the same page of what is being said here. Go ahead and flip open the scriptures. I'll give everybody the link. I don't know if I gave the link out already. I think I probably did, but I'll give it out again because I want to make sure. There is no doubt. Yeah, I think I did. Okay. I'm going to give it out one more time. Go ahead and open up. Now, first verse. Let's go to the first couple verses here because a lot's being said in the first couple verses. It reads, John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, that's Yahushua. And the Word, which was Yahushua, was with Yahuwah. The Word was Yahushua. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. Okay, family? So that's letting you know in the beginning, he was there in the beginning. It's not like when they talk about the first five books of Moses, Yahushua was there. All you got to do is go to the book of John, chapter 1, and figure that out. If you don't know it there, in the beginning, even with Melchizedek, that was Yahushua. When the children of Israel came out and went into the wilderness, who brought them into the wilderness? That was Yahushua, okay? Because he said he's going to regather. In order to redo anything, you have to have gathered already. You have to have gathered already. He didn't gather anybody into no wilderness when he came in the flesh. This was in the new covenant. He didn't do no regathering at that point. He came for them, but we denied him. Okay, because we were taught by the scribes and the Pharisees, many of us, of the flesh. So this was Yahushua. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahushua. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. Just make sure everybody understanding this. It's talking about Yahushua. Yahushua was right there. He wasn't nowhere else. He was right there in spirit form, but he was the Word. In the beginning. So no one can say that, well, it don't talk about it. Yes, it does. He was right there in the very beginning. Now, it said, let's keep going. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing, not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from the Most High whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. John the Baptist, you cannot put over Yahushua. He came to bear witness of this light, okay, that all men through him might believe. That's what his purpose was, not to override or supersede Yahushua and anything Yahushua did. You know, Yahushua was of the Spirit. He came in the flesh, but he was of the Spirit. He was above John. So it tells us, the same, speaking of John the Baptist, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man, all the Hebrews, that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. What world are they talking about that was made by Yahushua? We're talking about Genesis 2, creation of man. That's what we're talking about, family. Okay, Adam. It says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. What world knew him not? Go back and read the book of Matthew. Hey, the scribes and the Pharisees, those preaching the Torah, the law, sitting in Moses' seat, where ought they not to be sitting? That came from Cain's genealogy. Okay, that is different spirit than those who were in the lineage of Yahushua and us. It says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of the Most High, even to them that believed on his name. It says in verse 12, but as many as received him, who heard him and believed, to them gave he power. Okay, the power we're going to read about, family, is the set-apart spirit. You can't be the sons of the Most High, which are the children of the fathers, unless you got the power. The power is the set-apart spirit. It's all the same word. It's all the same. So it tells us, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they were born of Yahuwah. Remember, he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We were spiritual. He put that, the spirit calling you, the seed preserving. Now, you know that there was a lot of mix-up with the genetics of interbreeding throughout the whole scriptures. I mean, I can go to many places. I'm not going to, but I could go there. All you got to do is read the Old Covenant and figure it out. It's all up in there. That wasn't preserving the seed. The seed was the set-apart spirit. Okay? And how did we get the set-apart spirit? Well, through Yahushua, the Word that came in flesh, that could give us everlasting life and the redemption of our sins. The law can't do that. Law cannot do that. It says in verse 13, I'm going to read 12 again. But as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become the sons of the Most High, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the Most High, Yahuwah. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. He was the Word in the beginning, in the spiritual. I'm going to read that again for those who want to put a water baptism over Yahushua. Verse 15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahushua. I hope y'all getting this. You cannot put the Torah over Yahushua. Yahushua was a fulfillment of the Torah. Not that the Torah was done away with, but hey, Yahushua fulfilled it. No man hath seen Yahuwah at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John. John proclaimed this when the Hebrews sent priests and Levites. Now, check it out. These Hebrews, you're going to find out who these Hebrews are, because it's going to tell you in a couple more verses. It says, and this is the record of John, when the Hebrews sent priests and Levites, I can say, and when the serpent seed, if that makes you feel better, because that's what they were.
They were the scribes and the Pharisees, but let's go there. When the Hebrews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" Now they're asking John, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not Yahushua." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of Yahushua, as said the prophet Isaiah." Okay. "And they which were sent were of the Pharisees." Now, these are the same ones that they were calling the generation of vipers, den of vipers, going, taking it right back to Cain's lineage. Okay, and the father says, "If you do well, you know, won't you be accepted? If you do well, but if not, sin lies at the door. Are you going to produce good fruit?" You know. Okay, family. These had a different set of parts of spirit. These were the scribes and the Pharisees, the same ones that were pushing and preaching and teaching Torah. Okay, they were sitting in Moses' seat. They should not have been sitting there. Okay, let's go. It says, "And they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not Yahushua, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye knew not, you know not. For it says, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeing Yahushua coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of the Most High Yahuwah, which taketh away the sins of the world. The law could not take away the sins of the world." The law could not do that. They had to keep going over and over and over yearly, having these sin offerings. I forgot how many times they had. They might have had it more than once a year. But it had to be done by the Levitical priesthood. So it says that Yahushua, the Lamb of the Most High, he's the one that taketh away the sins of the world. He's going to remove them. "This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." Okay, John the Baptist was a forerunner. He was making the straight path. He was making the way straight, the path straight for Yahushua. Okay, people talk about this rehearsal. They're not getting what was done in Scripture. The path was made straight in Scripture. Now we're supposed to be able to read it with understanding. You ain't got to do nothing. People try to do things. No. You don't have to do a doggone thing with your hands, except maybe flip open the Scriptures and read. That's what you should be doing. Okay, that's why I said nothing wrong with the Torah if they want to just read the Torah. That's nothing, but you got to go throughout the rest of the Scriptures. And you definitely got to bring in Yahushua. Those things cannot be left out. Go back to verse. I'm gonna go back to verse 30. "This is he of whom I said, after me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the set-apart Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the set-apart Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the set-apart Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of the Most High, Yahuwah." So, John already let us know
that Yahushua was preferred before him, and that is he will be baptized with the set-apart spirit, okay? It supersedes, it overruns, it overthrows water baptism of the flesh. Now, many people today, if you go out on YouTube and venture out into these Hebrew communities, you will see them dipping people in cold bodies of water. And they will tell you in their lessons, water baptism. Well, I don't hear the set-apart spirit, that baptism of the truth. I hear water baptism. Hey, they either are scribes and Pharisees, descendants of, or they have been mistaught by scribes and Pharisees, or they are spiritually discerned. You can take your pick, whatever they are, but they are not teaching the truth of the Father's word. Anytime they stick with the law that much and things of old and not bringing the spiritual in, which is Yahushua, the new covenant in, that is death according to the scriptures. Hold on, everyone. Give me a second. One second. Okay, Sister Cookie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm sorry, family. I was moving. You know me, if y'all can see me in my house, I be moving and stuff like that. One day y'all might see me. But anyhow, when I be moving, I yank the phone right out my head. Okay. Anyhow, family, it's evident that Yahushua even superseded more flesh thinking that people are doing even today. Somebody is not giving credit to Yahushua. They're actually denying him when they tell you water baptism. Okay, they don't speak the set-apart spirit. Okay, the baptism of the set-apart spirit. They don't speak that. They always speak about you still got to get water baptized. You can do it if you want to. You know, just like when Yahushua said, I think it was Paul who talked about that. He said, whether you be circumcised or not, it makes no difference to the Father because it's not of the flesh. Same thing with the water baptism. You can go dip yourself, get clean in a bucket of water. The heathens do that. You can go do that, but that's not what is going to save you. You got to have that set apart spirit. You got to come back spiritual. So, let's go on. I don't want to digress on one thing too long, but we got to go through these scriptures. And just remember, when you get to verse 10, it keeps telling us the world knew him not. See, a lot of people, most of these people who were coming against even the apostles, they knew the law, but they only had half the truth. The other truth they didn't have was Yahushua, the spiritual. Same thing as today. Many who teach only what they can see through the flesh and would love to tell you, God said, woman, blah, you know, some of the law. They cannot give you the spiritual understanding that woman or that every man is speaking about Israel, the daughters of Zion, Israel. Okay? All these words are speaking of the children of Israel. So I caution everybody. I really do. I caution you. Some people will go to all these sites, and then somehow everything get twisted, perverted. And they will come over to me, and they'll ask me a question. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, boy, I already know where they went because I know who teaches this message, basically all of them, but the style that they asked me this question. And I'm like, wow, okay. Somebody's not reading their own scripture because I tell you what, if I listen to anyone, you could better believe I got my scriptures open. And I will say, well, wait a minute. Did you read a couple lines before, maybe even a chapter before? That's not what it was speaking about. I'm going to make sure that they're giving me what is correct in the Father's word. Now, we're going to read where it's said again and again and again. It wasn't said in one spot, John the Baptist, letting you know he was just there to make the path straight for Yahushua. We're going to go somewhere else. Let's go to Mark 1. Sister, I'm going to have you read Mark 1, verses 1 through 12. And family members, please open up. Because somebody just think that, oh, it's just one place. No, listen to the scripture. Two or three witnesses. Let's get it going. I'm gonna give everybody the link on the chat line. And sister, you can begin reading Mark 1 for us, please. And there's your link.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
I thought about it.
Oh, like, wait a minute, I need the link. Okay. 1 through 12, okay. Alrighty, Mark chapter 1, The beginning of the gospel of Yahushua, the son of Yahuwah, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Father, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdled of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the set-apart spirit. And it came to pass in those days that Yahushua came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the set-apart spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from the heavens saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the set-apart spirit driveth him into the wilderness.
All right, sister. Thank you. Now, family, we read it in actually two spots, because right here it's telling us, in the beginning of the gospel of Yahushua, the Son of the Most High, as it is written in the prophets, and they wrote of John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. We read that already. So there's two places. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Now, that is speaking of John the Baptist preparing the way, making the way straight before Yahushua's return. Okay, so it says, The voice of one cried in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of Yahushua, make his path straight. Okay, John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Okay, let's drop down a little bit. Verse 7. And John preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I. Okay, mightier than I after me, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloosen. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the set-apart spirit. Okay, let's go some other places. You see, it ain't just told one place, and people not getting it. I don't see why not. It's all over in the scripture. Let's go. We're going to go somewhere else. Okay, after that one, I want everybody just to quickly come on over with. Let's go to Matthew's. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Let me give you guys the link. You're going to see that the same thing was told to us many a times, and why people don't get it. You got to understand that people believe that the churches lied about everything. We know them little devils that lied about a lot, but one of the places they stuck was in the New Covenant, mainly because that's how they were able to put themselves in, by not hitting the Old Covenant. They were able to switch the people around. Then they go to the New Covenant and put the word Jew and tell you that you are Gentile. But God loves everybody. And all these lies. You got to keep it. They tell you that it was one creation. They tell you all these things. You know, that's why it doesn't pain them to lie to you, because he's not their father. But all these things were done to deceive you. But when you get to the New Covenant and understand that the Father put it not just in one place here, one place, there's a lot of places, the same thing being told over and over and over again, how Yahushua superseded everything that was of the flesh, pertaining to the law, pertaining to the Shabbats, pertaining to the everything, the baptism, the circumcision, all these things, family. Now, let me go ahead and give you guys the link. I was on another roll. I got to watch myself, because we'll never get through a lesson. Anyhow, let me go ahead, and there you go right there. Child of Ahaya, I see you. Okay, let's go over to Matthew 3, verses 1 through 9. Sister, can you read it for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahushua, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out of Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generations of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that Yahuwah is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham.
All right, sister, thank you. Hey, that's Matthew's chapter 3, family. Now, you know I got to go there a little bit, just a little bit, bring some things into remembrance, because you see, many of you guys have learned by the scribes and Pharisees, if not by the heathen, and you don't really know what's in Scripture. Let's read it. It tells us, in those days came John the Baptist. This is the third, fourth, fifth time we read about John the Baptist being foretold that he was going to be preaching in the wilderness. Okay, here we are again. It says, he was preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For that is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahushua, make his path straight. So you see, it was prophesied that for those people who like to stay in the Old Covenant, even in the Old Covenant, the foretelling of Yahushua was mentioned, because Isaiah is an old covenant. I hate to tell those people who just don't know. It says, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem. Okay, so everybody in Jerusalem was coming out to him, and all Judea. So we're talking about the Hebrews here. Sometimes they call them lost sheep. Sometimes they'll call them Gentiles in the New Covenant. But we're talking about Israel. Some had a different spirit. That's all it is, family. And some knew not the Father. Okay? They were known as heathen, strangers, sojourners in the Old Covenant. But it's us. And all the region round about Jordan. And were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the scribes and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Now, the scribes and the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, if they are called, O generation of vipers, where should that take you? Where should that take you? That should take you right back there to the beginning, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and the serpent came along and deceived Eve, they like to say. Okay, but we know that both Adam and Eve transgressed, because Adam was given the law, not the commandment, shall I say, not to touch that tree in the midst. So it lets us know, the world doesn't want you to know that, yes, there was another birth. And it was not from our father. It did not. See, when I say this, it was not from our father. Adam was in the lineage of Yahushua. He had the set apart spirit. Cain didn't have that set apart spirit. Go back to the parable of the wheat and tares. It tells you why the Hebrews slept while the wheat slept. The enemy came in and planted a seed that is a spiritual seed that is outside of our father's will. Hit different spirit. Let them grow together. And throughout the entire scriptures, they have been warned against the children of the Most High. They look just like us, family. And they're here today still doing the same doggone thing, teaching flesh, flesh, flesh. Some have been misled by them and teaching that message. Others are them. Okay? So back then in Genesis 3:15, the Father tells the serpent and Eve, I'm going to put enmity between thee, which was a serpent, and the woman, her seed and thy seed, or thy seed and her seed.
We're talking about the spirit, because a woman don't have no seed. And then what they'll show you is in Genesis chapter 4, the seed of the serpent, which was Cain. He had a different spirit. He killed. He murdered. It tells us later in Scripture that ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, leading it right back to Cain. People are not getting it. Oh, she's talking something crazy. No, the word ain't talking crazy. You're not getting it. You've been taught by all those who preach the Torah, all those who tell you a woman can't teach, all those who have they're spiritually discerned will not understand what happened in the beginning. Point blank. Is right there in the word what happened. Right there. So later when they see these scribes and Pharisees, you know, they don't give enough emphasis. They'll tell you that we all did this and we all did. No, no, no. There was a distinction between the, there was a remnant always, but there was a distinction between these scribes and Pharisees. They didn't have the set apart spirit of our Father. They were not included in the lineage. That's why we had the breakup in King Solomon of the northern and the southern kingdom. Remember, in the southern kingdom lied the promise, the covenant to David, okay, to King David. You ain't going to see the names of the ones in Israel, the northern kingdom. You're not going to see them in the lineage of Yahushua in what, Matthew 3, I think, and Luke 1, or I might have them backwards. It might be Matthew 1 and Luke 3. And then when you get the lineages, it's going to go all the way from Adam to Yahushua. You're not going to see them in there. Okay? So, you see, family, these scribes and these Pharisees, when they talk about this den of vipers, they're a different spirit. And they were doing corruptible things, and they were teaching corruptible things. But when he saw many of the scribes and the Pharisees come to his baptism, what did John the Baptist say? He said, "Oh, generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahuwah is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." And what he meant by that, family, all you got to do is go down the lineage. When Abraham had children, he had two. One was called, one wasn't. When Jacob had sons, one was called, one wasn't. When Adam had sons, one was called, one wasn't. It's not about a physical, let's have sex seed. It's about a set-apart spirit. The Father said, "I knew you before I put you in your mother's womb." He called you. You see, this is a spirit. We're spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings. And he's coming back to bring us back spiritual. That way this world can't touch us. We're going to get the kingdom. But you got to come back spiritual. Because of the flesh, of the carnal, of the law, is death. All right. Now, where do I want to go after that? Let me see my notes here. Because, I got some. We're going to go to Luke. Luke chapter 3. Because, I mean, like I said, people just think it's always one place. No, it's more than one place. You see, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, we're going to go to the scripture's mouth, and let's get what the word says. I'm going to give everybody on the chat line the link. This is a spiritual message. You can't go around it. Those who want to keep pushing flesh, you better rethink it, because it's death to you. Okay, it's iniquity to our Father. Okay, there's your link to Matthew chapter 3. Sister, can you read verses 1 to 17, please?
You mean Luke, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 17.
Okay. All right. Got it up. Luke 3. "Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch, of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis and Lysanias, and tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Sapphias, being the high priest, the word of Yahuwah came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he became into all the country of Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Esaias, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for Yahuwah, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Father. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generations of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahuwah is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not fruit, not good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and he said unto them, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were Yahushua or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the set apart spirit and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat unto his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable.
All right. Thank you, sister. I'm so glad you read this one because we got to go there. Well, you get to verse 7, okay? Verse 7 of Luke 3. Now, I don't think I have to make those precepts and those connections again because I kind of told you them already, but we're going to go there. Somebody's not getting it. Right when you get to verse 7, it says, then said he, John was speaking to the multitude, all of them, that came forth to be baptized of him. He called them, O generation of vipers. Why were they called generation of vipers, family? Why was the multitude, remember, Yahushua, they said crucify him. What was it that made John the Baptist call them, O generation of vipers? What had they heard? I'll tell you if you don't know. They had heard Torah. They had heard outside of the Father. Yahushua was out there. Well, Yahushua was on his way in because we did not keep the Torah. A lot of us had very sinful ways. You remember by the time the apostles got on the scene after they had already said, hey, kill Yahushua, crucify him. The apostles were sent out there to teach these same generation of vipers that are still here today, don't want to get anything spiritual, love the flesh, known as a generation of vipers. They're still here today, family, because they don't know. They are spiritually discerned. They can't see that if the Father put it in so many different books, the same doggone thing, that Yahushua supersedes anything that was given to us before. Because we couldn't keep it, we didn't keep it. And they want to take you back to the flesh. They're spiritually discerned. When they look at the scriptures, the Father ain't working with them. All they can do is tell you what the flesh words say. daughters of Zion, all that, oh, ungrateful Hebrew headstrong woman. Sit down, shut up. They're spiritually discerned. They're a generation of vipers. The blind are leading the blind. It was a lot of people back then. Because he says to me, verse 7, then said he, John said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, he called them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance. Now, isn't that the same thing as what Cain was told? Hey, if you do well, will you not be accepted? But if not, then sin lieth at the door. Same thing, family. Same thing as saying, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Okay? And begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, same thing, that you is able to, of these stones, raise up children to Abraham. How? Through the set-apart spirit. Two children. One going to have the set-apart spirit, the other one won't. It's not about a man's seed. It's about a spiritual thing. Don't be talking to me about no more remnant and talking about how a man. Look, not that I don't like our Hebrew brothers, and I do. Don't take this message wrong. What I'm saying, and what that's what the Father's Word is saying, we're talking about spiritual matters. We're talking about a set-apart spirit. We're not talking about anything of the physical flesh. We're not talking about the lustful thoughts of man. When I say man, I'm talking about those who are would be considered generation of vipers. It's a spiritual message now. I don't know how many ways the Father can tell his people, but like in past times, he sent the prophet out there to tell the people. The people stiffened their necks, and they would not hear. Now is your chance to hear the truth. And do you want to accept it? It's up to you. See, everybody got to face the Father. Everybody will get judgment. Either you're going to make it or you won't. Your name is going to be written in there or won't. It told us that the law was death to us. Things of the flesh, it was carnal. None of this stuff that these people are talking about right now is of the Father's, because the Father ain't talking about no man over no woman. He ain't talking about, I don't even know how to make that one sound right. I'll just say the man seed. Maybe that, you know what I'm talking about. He ain't talking about none of that as far as the remnant. It don't matter. It does not matter. It's a set-apart spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with no man on this earth. It's dealing with our Father. The Father is either going to put that seed, which is that spirit, his spirit, into that vessel. Because if we were messing up marrying the other nations back when, and that's still going on today, but he still preserved the seed. We were raped when we came over here, but he still preserved that seed. Well, it can't be because just the men children that are produced on this earth, they're the ones. No. Or you deep black, you blue black, you got to be the one because that's that Hebrew blood. No. It's a spiritual thing. He reserved his set-apart spirit for the remnant. He is able. Don't say that you of Abraham's seed. Don't say that you, no, don't none of that, because a father can raise children up to Abraham through the set-apart spirit. Get it right. I just want to make sure y'all getting it. Just want to make sure y'all getting this. So it's all right there, family. It's all right there. We're going to move on. I just wanted to hit up on those. But, hey, let's go with me. I got to hit up one more thing. I want to make sure you get the connection. It's all in there. Now, John tells you in verse 16 and 17, I'm going to go to that. Once again, John answers and saying to them, I indeed baptize you with water. This is what I did. Yes, I did it. I did a physical baptism with water. But one mightier than I cometh, that latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He, which is speaking about Yahushua, shall baptize you with the set-apart spirit and with fire. Okay? Go a little further. Remember, he called all these multitudes of people who had heard just those scribes and Pharisees who had put themselves in Moses' seat. Torah, teaching of the flesh.
all the lustful things of the flesh. That's what they were teaching. By the time you get to verse 17, it says, whose fan, speaking about Yahushua, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner. That's the parable of the wheat and tares, family. That's the parable of the wheat and tares. While men slept, that's talking about the Hebrews. While the Hebrews slept, it's about our people. This whole book is about us. While the Hebrews slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed. He put a spirit in that vessel, and then he went his way. Father said, let them go together. The angels, because it's a spiritual thing, the angels will divide them. They will gather the wheat into the barn and then purge and burn the floor of the tares. Same thing. We're talking about a different spirit. We're not talking about garments. We are not talking about water baptism. We are not talking about who's circumcised and who's not. It's a spiritual thing. Don't leave out Yahushua. Don't make that mistake, family. You will be in error. All right, let me go on. Now to give understanding to why the old covenant was changed. We're going to read some stuff, family. I got a lot to read today. Oh, boy, it's 11:41. Okay, well, anyhow, we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, family. So I'm going to give everybody the link to Hebrews chapter 9. I ask that everyone open with me, write it down, whatever you got to do, because, family, we're going to get this, okay? If you never got it before, you're going to get it today. I want to make sure that everybody is understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth, and I'm just speaking the Father's word. I'm reading Scripture. I'm talking about the same things that are in your Hebrew history book that is now termed the Bible by the Gentiles. Okay, here's your link where we're going to be reading from. And I pray nobody is getting offended, but really all I've given you, I just rehashed what the Father already said, what we have already read. That's all I said. But it can be offensive because, oh, it came out of George's mouth. Well, do you think that I'm sat here by myself? Did you think I appointed myself up here to speak? I ask you. All I've been doing is requoting the Scriptures, which is the Father's word. I didn't set myself here to talk to you like this. I'm reading the Father's. I'm doing the Father's will. If you can't see that, then you definitely, you better go back, read the Scriptures. You better go back, ask the Father for understanding, and ye shall know them by their fruit. Don't get offended because of the word, family. Let's go there. Let's go to Hebrews 9. Sister, can you please read that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hebrews chapter 9. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service in a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of Yahuwah. But in the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The set-apart spirit, this signifying that the way into the holiness, the holiest of all, was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Scroll down a little bit. Okay. Verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Yahushua, being come and high priest of good things to come by the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made his hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and of the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Yahushua, who through the eternal set-apart spirit offered himself without spot to Yahuwah, purge your conscience from dead works to serving the living Father? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For the testament.
Yeah, let's say covenant, sister. Let's say covenant. Let's call it for what it is.
Not testament, but covenant. Okay. For the covenant is the force after man dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength to all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats with water and with scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This blood of the covenant which Yahuwah hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Yahushua is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but heaven itself now to appear in the presence of Yahuwah for us. Nor yet that he shall offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he also, verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the world, in the end of the world, have he appeared to put away sin by sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Yahushua was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that looked for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
All right. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beautifully read. Okay, family, we're going to go there. We're going to go there. And we will go into just a little bit of overtime. So what I will do to the chat line, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a call-in number now, because I don't know if I'm going to go, if I'll keep track of time and tell you later. So I want to make sure that you guys have the number, 646-595-4111. We have about 11 minutes, but I'm getting ready to break some stuff down. I just want to make sure that everybody is thoroughly getting this, okay? I want to make sure everybody is thoroughly getting this. This is in the book of Hebrews. This is New Covenant, but it goes into the Old Covenant explaining, family. Do you know what that scripture said? It explained to us. It gave understanding to us why the Old Covenant was changed, okay? Because we read about that already, that when Yahushua, remember Melchizedek, and then we went down to Yahushua, how that because the priesthood was changed, so had the law had to be changed. Okay, now we're going to read and get understanding about the Old Covenant. You know, why was it changed? It's going to give you the understanding that you need. If you didn't have it before, you got it now. Let's go there. Verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and worldly
sanctuary of the flesh. That's what the word worldly means, flesh, sanctuary. Okay? For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the most set apart of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant. And over it, we're talking Torah here. If y'all not catching on, we're talking Torah. It says, and over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Why is it they can't now speak particularly? They're talking about these cherubim, these angels, okay, that it says, and over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat. Well, what was, every time something shadowed, what's coming up? What's coming up? Well, you know it's Yahushua, but let's go there. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of the Most High. Remember, the priesthood that was set, the flesh priesthood, the ones that died, they had to, many priests, they had to keep replacing themselves and keep sacrificing and keep doing all these things. It reads, in verse 7, but into the second went the high priest, alone once every year, not without blood. He had to take in blood, right? Which he offered for himself and for the error of the people. The set apart spirit, this signifying. Okay, what is it? The blood. Okay, it says that the way into the most set apart of all was not yet made manifest. And they're speaking of Yahushua. What was shadowing the mercy seat, okay? Well, why can't they speak about it? Because they're talking about Yahushua, something that was going to come in the future. Okay, just as John the Baptist said, he was making the path straight. But there's one that's going to come that even his shoe latch, I'm not worthy to unloosen. He is preferred over me. Same thing here, family. Same thing. We're talking the same thing. Don't think that Yahushua is under the law. No, he is over the law. He supersedes the law. He came to make it all spiritual. He's the one that was being spoke about many times in the Old Covenant. Let's finish up. It tells us, but into the second with the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. The set-apart spirit, this signifying that the way into the most set-apart of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which we offer both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and cardinal fleshly ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Yahushua, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, wasn't of the flesh. That's not what they're talking about. What he's going to bring is spiritual. And it wasn't the worldly temple or the tabernacle that was in Moses' time. No, he was something that was going to be better than that. Just like he said, look, I can raise the temple back up in 3 days. Everybody reading that, I know because people attack me when I start speaking about that. I don't know why they didn't know that one. But it says that he can raise that tabernacle back up in 3 days. And even the scribes and the Pharisees who were teaching the Torah, they were confused. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Well, the scriptures let us know that he was talking about his body, the vessel, because our bodies, our vessels, is the same thing. We're not talking anything that comes into the new covenant. We're talking spiritual, okay? Our bodies are nothing but vessels, not a building. When they talk about a church in world entity, if that's a word, but they're talking about, see, they can't get the things of the spiritual. They want to lead everybody to, you got to go to this church, you got to do this, you got to say so many Hail Marys, you got to say, bend down, do the little cross, you got to go kiss this, you got to take your communion, you got to, you know, of the flesh. That's not what Yahushua was speaking of, family. That is not what he was speaking of. Let's go back here. Okay, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the most set apart place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. This the law could not do, right, family? Could not do that. It tells us, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to purified of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Yahushua, who through the eternal set-apart spirit offered himself without spot to the Most High, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living Father. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. You got to be called. You got to have the set apart spirit. The dry bones which wake up, not everybody gonna wake up. Y'all can see it now. When it talks about those dry bones waking up in Ezekiel 37, it lets you know the ones that woke up, the whole house of Israel. But it tells you that broad is that way for destruction, but narrow is that path and few that find it. The ones who are called, whose names are already written before the foundation of the earth, they're going to find that way. They're going to hear the truth of the Father's word. They're not going to have a wayward spirit. They're not going to go into the way of Cain. Let's go there. It says, read verse 15 again, because it's good. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, under the Torah, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a covenant is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a covenant is of force after men are dead. It says otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book, we're talking about the Torah, and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which Yahuwah hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns, it was necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. And we're talking about Yahushua's one-time gift. Family, they're giving me 90 seconds. So if you want to go ahead and switch over, the number is 646-595-4111. We're going to continue. I got a couple more things. I think one or two more chapters and we're done. But for today. Now, we've been going through these scriptures, and I know y'all hear it. I know you got to hear. You got to hear what the Father's telling you. Those of you who are sitting under scribes and Pharisees, those of you who are sitting under people who have gone in the way of Cain, who are spiritually discerned, telling you lies upon lies upon lies pertaining to our Father's word, I pray you hear. I really pray that you hear. Now, I'm announcing one more time because they keep interrupting me on my end. You can't hear it, but I can. 646-595-4111. 404-111. I did put the number on the chat line. Everybody, you want to continue with us, go ahead and switch over. If not, hey, finish listening to the archives. And I think everybody has switched over. I'm going to close up my chat line. Oh, wait a minute, I can't close up my chat line because that's the way I'm giving the links. Okay, I'm going to leave my chat line open. But just so you have understanding, family, we're not speaking nothing that's Greek or foreign or Yiddish. Whatever we're speaking right here, you should clearly understand because it's really plain as English if you're operating through the set apart spirit. If you're worldly or fleshly thinking, you might not get this. If you don't put Yahushua into the equation and just keep to the Torah, which was given to us, but omit Yahushua, that's death. No man goes to the Father but through the Son. You can't leave Yahushua out the equation. Okay? So I think that the chat line is now cut off. Hey, keep in the Father's word. If you sin, repent, come back to the Father righteously in truth spiritually. All right, we're going to continue on. I just want to make sure I wouldn't be interrupted too much more. Now, we're still in Hebrews 9. I'm going to go ahead and reread verse 23 because it lets you know, it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, because most of them were doing it. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. And that he had to bring the Father, how do you put it in the scripture? That he came in the flesh. They put God in the flesh. You know, that's what they put in the new covenant. We know that it's talking about Yahushua came in flesh form. Because he was spiritual in the beginning. He was the Word. That's all it's saying. Okay, so when we go a little bit further, it tells us in verse 24, for Yahushua is not entered into the set-apart place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of Yahuwah for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as a high priest entered into the set-apart place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Yahushua was once offered to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Okay? All this is telling you that Yahushua is giving you something better than anything we could have gotten in the flesh, which was the law. That's what it's telling you. He came to fulfill it, make it better, make it so we can obtain salvation. Okay, and through his death, burial, and resurrection, through the blood sacrifice of his flesh, that the remissions of our sins was accomplished, okay, whereby we have a direct connection with our Father. And now, since Yahushua is sitting at the right hand of our Father, he is now dwelling within us, Yahuwah and Yahushua. Remember the order of authority, Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then Israel. Both, remember the three are one, Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then Israel? Y'all, don't let nobody tell you that there's four powers of authority. That's a lie. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. The word does not read that. Only difference is they put it in the English and the words trick people. Because people of the flesh can only read it. It says every man, and then it says woman. Oh, that's talking about a man and woman. That is not speaking of a man and woman. We got to get to the truth. We're going to go over, family, to Hebrews 10. And I believe that was the last one on my list for today. Yeah, let's go over to Hebrews 10. And I will give the, all you got to do is go to the bottom of the screen that we're reading from and just click over. But I'll go ahead and give it to the chat line. And then I'm going to close up the chat line after that. Hebrews 10, because there's more good information, family. There's more good information. You got to get all the truth. We can't come halfway. We can't give you a precept. When so many people have taken those precepts and just jacked them all up, giving you a false understanding of, they read not the same gospel we have, and Paul told you about those people. But the understanding is totally different from the truth of the Father's word. That's why Paul had to rebuke through those letters. He was telling you what they said, and he said, say what? Huh? What you just said? And he said, you know what? You want to be ignorant? Go on, be ignorant. He says that he was a watchman. He did his job. He's washing the blood off his hand because you've been told the truth. But, you know, there's many scriptures I can quote that Paul said pertaining to the stiff-necked, hard-head people. And I threw hard-head in there, but it's the truth. Hard-head. Bold and proud people. Don't want to humble down to the Father's word because, oh, it's a sister talking. Well, you better get over that because the Father ain't talking about that. Let's go over, everybody. Let's go over to Hebrews 10. Let's get a little bit more understanding. We are not completely done yet. I want to make sure that the word resonates with you very, very good, that there is no misunderstanding what's going on. Sister, go ahead and read Hebrews 10.
Okay, Hebrews 10. For the law having the shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? I'm going to repeat that. Verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no conscience of sin. Excuse me. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O Yahuwah. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had its pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahuwah. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahushua once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahuwah, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the set-apart Spirit also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said before, this is a covenant that I will make with him, with them after those days, saith Yahuwah. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness of the blood of Yahushua, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of Yahuwah. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain tearful, I'm on verse 27. But a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversity. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy unto two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be that worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of Yahuwah and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he has sanctified an holy thing, an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the set apart spirit of grace. I'm going to repeat that because that's the question. I'm sorry. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of Yahuwah and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and have done despite unto the set apart spirit of grace. For we know him that he has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith Yahuwah. And again, Yahuwah shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Father, but call to remembrance for the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endure a great fight of affliction. Partly whistle ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whistle ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoils of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of Yahuwah, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if a man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
All right. Thank you, sister. Okay, she read Hebrews 10. We're going to go through it. I'm going to give you some precepts for this if you don't know them already. Family, we're going through this because there's too many people teaching a flesh message. Many people, unfortunately, will go back to the Torah and try to supersede it over Yahushua. That's no different from Matthew 27:28, when they said that, basically, go say that his brother stole him. Because, see, the point of the scribes and Pharisees was to prove that he was just a regular old Joe. He wasn't the Son of the Most High. That's why they couldn't come into the understanding of the spiritual. They didn't believe. They had a different spirit. Now, when we go to Hebrews 10, it reads, for the law having a shadow. See, this is a foreshadow. Just like John the Baptist was a forerunner to Yahushua. Make the path straight. Same thing here. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. The law couldn't do it. That law that we got, the Torah, the five books of Moses, couldn't do it. Okay? Verse 2, it says, for then would they not have ceased to be offered. Okay, because we stopped offering them to Yahuwah because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. People kept sinning and sinning and sinning and sinning. Verse 4,
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh, we're speaking about Yahushua, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrificing and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, okay? Don't do that no more. But a body hast thou prepared, you could say, of me. Because he was that one and only sacrifice that was needed for the redemption of our sins and giving us a direct connection to our Father Yahuwah. He says, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. That should take everybody, and I'm going to refresh your memory, right back to Isaiah chapter 1. I'm going to read a little bit of something for you. I'm going to read like eight verses. It reads in verse 8, and the daughter of Zion, regardless if somebody tell you that that's a woman, that's speaking of Israel. It says, and the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. We're talking about the siege of Jerusalem. This was in the book of Isaiah. It said, except the creator of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been unlike Gomorrah. Because when we had the Torah given to us, we didn't obey. We were breaking things left and right. No judgment was in the land. Okay, no judgment was in the land. People were saying the Father spoke to them. The Father wasn't speaking to these people. They were prophesying falsities. They were lying to you. Okay? We were sacrificing to gods of wood and stone. We were sacrificing to angels. We were passing our children through the fire. We were worshiping Balaam and Ashtoreth. We were making cakes for the queen of heaven. We did all this stuff. Let's go further. It says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith our Father Yahuwah. I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who had required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. There was vanity. The people didn't want to do it anyhow. Don't bring me any vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons, the Shabbats, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. Our Father speaking, family, the Most High, whether you want to call him Ahaya, Yahweh, God, whatever. This is Yahuwah speaking. Most High, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's speaking here. He said, all your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hate it. They are trouble to me, unto me. I am weary to bear them. He said, do away with. He says, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. When you read Hebrews 10, and the Father tells you, verse 5 and 6, wherefore when he cometh into the world, talking about Yahushua, he said, if sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. We just read the precept for a lot of the stuff. We didn't want to do it anyhow, and we wasn't doing it. And that was in Isaiah chapter 1. Then he says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Where is that written of him? Where is that written of him? Let's go there. When you go over to Psalms, this is in the Old Covenant, hey, Psalms 40. I'm just going to read verses 6 through 8. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Okay, this is King David. He says, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. It says, then said I, lo,
I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, Yahushua. I delight to do thy will, O my Father Yahuwah. Yea, thy law is within my heart. That's where it's written, family. And that's old covenant. People don't want to, yeah, it's there. Okay, let's go back to Hebrews 10, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Father Yahuwah. Verse 8, above when he said, sacrifices, offerings, and burnt offerings, and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, by the Torah, by the five books of Moses, by the law. Didn't want to do them. Didn't want to do them. Verse 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahuwah, my Father. He taketh away the first. What was the first? That was the law, that he may establish the second. Or I could say he took away the first, which was the old covenant that was from our fathers to the Hebrew Israelites, only given to us. It said he take that one away, that he may establish the second. That was the new covenant with Yahushua, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahushua once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oft time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of the Most High Yahuwah his Father, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the set-apart Spirit also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahuwah. I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them. Spiritual. That's all spiritual. Ain't nobody writing nothing on your body parts. This is a spiritual message. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. If you're spiritual, he ain't going to remember your sins and your iniquities no more. It says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, children of Israel, boldness to enter into the most set apart by the blood of Yahushua, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the Most High, over the house of the Most High, Yahuwah. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Now remember, we just read in Hebrews 9, this was what Moses and the priesthood was doing, okay? This is what they were doing, but now they're telling you that it's now a spiritual message. Let's read it one more time. It says, and having a high priest over the Most High's house, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Okay? Verse 26, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of the Most High? You can't leave the Most High out of the equation, because he just told us, he that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. So of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, what do you think you're going to receive, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot the Son of the Most High? They rejected him once. It was okay. But this time you reject the set apart spirit, the comfort that came with you, you leave Yahushua out the equation. It's telling us right here in verse 29, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the spirit, or the set apart spirit of grace. Whoo, I tell you, for we know that hath, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, said it Yahuwah. And again, Yahuwah shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Father. You see, family, letting you know right here, yes, the law, everything was given to us. But what came see, the law couldn't save us. The law couldn't save us. It was a fleshly thing. Yahushua had to come and make it spiritual. That told us that in verse 1, okay? Now, if you reject, that's where it goes into what is the unforgivable sin? Blaspheming the set-apart spirit. Well, what is the, that's Yahushua. Those who were sitting in Moses' seat were teaching against Yahushua. Now, the one time that we did it, we went under chastisement. That was for the siege of Jerusalem. But where you're at right now, you're supposed to be seeking to do well. Seeking to do well. Now, when the Father lifts certain people up who are going to give you the spiritual message and tell you, hey, you cannot leave Yahushua out the equation. You cannot take things to the flesh. Ask the Father to reveal. Ask the Father forgiveness first. Ask the Father to reveal through the set-apart spirit the truth of the word. Can't leave Yahushua out. Got to believe, have faith in what is written for our understanding. And if someone is lifted up, whether you want to say it, believe it, or whatever, but the Father word said, he ain't looking at no male, no female. They use the word Jew or Greek, but they're talking about our people scattered among the nations. It was all Hebrews. He ain't looking at that vessel. It's who he decides to lift up. Deborah was lifted up not because of her husband, because the Father tells us in the book of Judges that he was with that judge. Deborah was a judge. Now, I'm showing you what's in the scripture. These men out here telling you, hey, this is of the flesh. This is water baptism. Circumcised, you gotta dip yourself in water. All this mess. We just read it, fam. I'm going to read it one more time because I want to make sure nobody is saying, oh, I don't understand. Let's read it one more time. One more time. It tells us, and let's consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking this, oh, I want to go there. Hold up a little. Let me get what I want to get. Okay, I'm going to begin at verse 26. That's where it gets good. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, after we know it's not about the flesh, it's not about the cardinal, it's not about the law, it's not about the Torah, the five books of Moses. It's about Yahushua, the spiritual, the new covenant. So after we receive the knowledge of this truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. You remember the enmity that was put? One had the set apart spirit, was called, the other one didn't. The Father said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? That was Cain. Okay, go back there, get the understanding. So it tells us right here, and those were from the lineage of the scribes. Cain, the scribes and Pharisees were from the lineage of Cain. Understand that they had a different spirit. Now, go here. He that despises his Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot the Son of the Most High, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unrighteous thing, and hath done despite fight unto the set-apart spirit of grace. Now, we know that's what all the new covenant's about, the grace that we're under, okay? And let's go on. Verse 30, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Most High. And again, Yahuwah shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Most High Living Father. It's fearful. Family, I hope y'all getting it. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partially while as ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partially while as ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Talking about, we're looking for those spiritual things. We're not looking at anything on this earth of the flesh. We ain't looking for that. We know that what we have in heaven is better and is enduring substance. It's going to be forever. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. Got to be a hold on, wait for me. And when I say wait for me, I ain't talking about waiting for George and John. So I'm talking about that's the Father's word, wait for him. You ain't got to do nothing. Young people got you running and hiding and trying to ship yourself, boomerang yourself to the moon and all that. Get away, Babylon, America, all these lies. Let's read it. It says in the word, I'm going to pick back up at 36. For ye have need of patience. That after ye have done well, after ye have done the will of the Most High, ye might receive the promise. But you got to wait on the Most High. You got to wait on Yahushua to regather. You got to wait. You can't do nothing. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. We're reading about it. Do you believe? We just read it. We've been reading it for, what, 3-4 days now? Do you believe the truth of Yahushua over the Torah? Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them, the flesh thinkers. We are spiritual, who draw back unto perdition. We're not of them, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Family, I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray this has been a blessing to you. Many people don't like this truth. Many people hate what, because I say things that, she ain't supposed to say, I'm saying them. It needs to be said. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that when you go listen to these other sites, you better make sure these people are operating in the spirit. If they're not operating in the spirit, leave them alone. Because one little lie there, one little lie there, although we got all the rest of this truth, it leavens the whole lump. It's no good. It can't be used. It can't be used. Family, and usually when you see a little leaven here, it ain't just a little leaven. There's a lot of leaven in there. There's a lot of leaven in the messages. A lot of leaven. My phone is clicking. I don't know what's going on. Sister, you there? Hello. Sister, you're probably on mute. Unmute yourself. Am I being heard, family? Okay, good. Thank you. Yes, I can. I was scared for a second there. Okay, any last comments, anything you want to say, anything I didn't make clear? Did you understand both 9 and 10 as well as the precepts that we gave for 9 and 10? Was anything unclear, sister? I can't hear you again. Sister, your phone might, I don't know.
85042 is not.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Did you call
can
out
you hear me?
Just now? Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. I got scared
okay.
for a minute. Thought you got cut off.
Did you dial out, sister? Did you dial out just now?
No.
Okay, somebody's playing with the phone line.
All right, because my phone has been clicking like crazy, but it just gave a phone number. You'll hear it on the call back when we listen to the archive. Somebody was messing with something. Anyhow, do you have any comments at this time?
No, you're basically covering all bases.
Yeah, we are covering all bases, and we got more. See, somebody think that we're just making this stuff up. We are not making it up, and it is the Father's Word. That's why I take my time to read the scriptures, as well as everyone should be doing. Because how can Satan deceive the whole world? If it wasn't for that election of that remnant that was left behind, you know, that the Father left behind, Satan would deceive the whole world if the time wasn't even cut short. Come on now. This deception is going to be very clever. It's going to sound, look, they read out the Torah. They're set apart. But if they leave out Yahushua, and many people are wrapping themselves like mummies, many people are trying to keep certain days, many people are looking at new moons, many people want to go back to the Torah, even with the wife deal, and get many wives, or I call them riblets. A rib platter. All this unrighteousness. This is all things of the flesh, lust. That's what's been happening. That's what's going on. They look at King Solomon. Oh yeah, the days of King Solomon. You know, but you know, we went through that lesson already, talking about that. We brought in scripture, and that's not the way the Most High wanted His children to live. That's unrighteous. And that brings on like we read it. The law, things of the cardinal, bring on those lustful ways. When you read it and you see it up in there, oh, that was in the Torah. Well, blah, 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 blah. Or, well, we know that Jacob had so many wives. And you know, look, we're not talking a foreign language family, but it's not there. You're not supposed to have more than one wife. You're not supposed to have, well, I have to put it that way, because nobody has more than one husband. It's always for the man. Because they read something in the masculine, in the English masculine language, and they do not operate out the Spirit. The Father is not dealing with them. They're carnally minded. Either they've sinned or they've been under a scribe or a Pharisee, a modern-day scribe or Pharisees, and they've learned a lie and teaching a lie. And people believe it. They gulp it up, ask for seconds. Now, when we go through these scriptures, and we've been going through them, you're not hearing me speak because I'm reading the Father's Word. I'm reading. I'm just giving you precepts and understanding, but it's right there. I mean, if you're operating out of the Spirit, I probably shouldn't even have to give you examples. But I know somebody going to need to hear something. Somebody going to say, oh, now I get it. Oh, now I see why. Okay, I understand that certain verse. But there's a lot of unrighteous people teaching right now, and they're teaching a bunch of damnable doctrines. I'm telling you, the Word says, broad is the way for destruction. Few that find that narrow path. The Father told you that the law is death, and it's iniquity to him. The Father told you in the book of Isaiah, do away with all those new moons and Shabbats and all this. He came to bring his spiritual through Yahushua. Don't judge a man for this day over the other day. Don't do all those things, but people want to do them. They go back to say, we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do that. Look, the scribes and the Pharisees was on Yahushua. This person doing work. You healing on a Shabbat. Da-da-da-da. You know, come on, family. What part is there that you don't get? You know, our sojourner. Because I think our family at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, I think they get it. I really do believe they have it. But many people will come back and listen to this archive. They need to hear it. Because they are sitting under, like I said, a scribe or a Pharisee, descendant of one, the serpent seed, or they've been taught by one. Or they're just spiritually discerned, and because some unrighteous man told them, because you have a penis that you're supposed to teach. And that's how sick it is, family. Yes, anytime they're going to talk about the seed and tell you about the seed and talk about the man's virility, that's what the world teaches. That's that OTO sex magic crap. That's not what the Father was speaking of. That's not what the Father was speaking of. So we come to this truth, sister. I mean, did any of the material that we've gone over thus far in the first four shows, did any of this give you understanding more than you had before? That's all I want to know. Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Any other family member that would like to speak right now We do have a few minutes. I'll put you on if you want to add something. You think I'm saying something out of line, please. Go ahead, raise up your hand. I'll bring you on. Sister Cookie, you are not being heard. Your mic is open. I don't know what's going on in your end. I can hear you now. Good. You just want to add anything, sister? I don't know what's going on. Did you put yourself on mute?
No. I was listening to you.
I mean, were you talking? Because I didn't hear a word.
I'm sitting here listening to you.
Would you like to say anything? Would you like
no.
to say anything, sister?
Right now.
Okay, well, we're done. We're done. This is the end of the show, family. This is the end of the lesson. We will have a show on Friday, and we have another lesson because I still got some more scripture to go over. It's so plain and so clear what is truth and what is lies. Is it the Torah truth or really Yahushua's truth? That's what I should have put as the title of this show, this lesson, put it like that. But, family, just keep in mind that when you venture out, and many people venture out because we got the internet now, you're going to see stuff that sounds so close to the truth. And when you read it with the physical eyes, you'd be like, well, yeah. But see, they write because that's what they say. No. Go look those. Start looking those words up. Remember, we have this language that deceives many. And we have gotten an interpretation of the enemy, even with the white Jesus. And our oppressors did so much to make us flesh thinkers. See, when you got the spiritual, oh, that's where the power comes in. Right now, if they can keep you in the flesh, you got no power. You got no power. Have you ever thought about it? Because that's what the word says. When you got the spirit is when you got the power. They want to keep you away. That's what the scribes and Pharisees, that's what they were doing. They were trying to say that Yahushua wasn't who he said. He didn't resurrect. They were teaching the Torah. They were taking away your salvation. They were making children of the kingdom more devils than themselves. And they did it by reading our book. They read the gospel according to Paul. That's what they read at the same doggone book. You know? And we got to really start thinking. I mean, time is short. I mean, I don't know exactly when, but we know that we're in the end. We know that we can see prophecies being fulfilled. You don't want to, if you are having any doubt, you don't want, hey, if I'm going to have doubt on something, that means I got to go back and get my father. I'm not going to just sit there and try to guess it out because this is too serious a thing. What's being done right now, many people will say, well, Georgia, why you got to pick on this white guy? I ain't picking on nothing. Father put it on me to give this lesson and to come strong with it. I'm not leaving no verses for anybody to come back and say, hey, I don't get or this ain't right or no. They're not going to be able to say, well, you just stuck with the new covenant. No, I'm taking you to the old covenant too, baby. Which way you want to go with it now? You want to look up the words? Let's do that. You see, we don't have time to play. The Father wasn't playing. When Yahushua came and he saw, and that's what many of them do too. I didn't even bring that out. I'm going to just say a couple words. This is me talking now, but it's in the Word. When Yahushua saw that the those people, I think it was the scribes and Pharisees, I'm not sure who it was, but it was people in the temple. They were making merchandise of his father's house. Now, I ain't got to tell you. You let a Hebrew, you know what Hebrews look like. You know what they look like. We got them all around now. You go, if it's something as sacred, you go back and think about how particular everything had to be in the old covenant. Now, Yahushua coming and looking at this and seeing them disrespecting his father's house, making merchandise of his father's house. That goes into, and that's probably why the father told me, don't write a book. I already wrote it. That's what he told me. I lie not, like Paul. That is what I was told. That's what I was told. But people are doing this. They're charging you for these classes. Crazy amount of money. You don't charge for the word. And our family's just as righteous. I'm going to get on the family, too. Not just on the teacher. I'm going to get on the family members. They come out of Christianity and find out, oh, we don't have to give what the church was telling us to give, but they don't think that they have to help keep the Father's word, and it says rebuild in the scriptures. They don't think they have to help do anything. Give a love offering. Shame. Shame.
But the ones who are doing the teaching, they're charging you. And what they're charging for, it ain't all truth. They got books out there, oh my goodness. And I'm talking about Hebrews. I ain't even dealing with the rest of them people. I'm not dealing with a Hebrew who says Allah. I'm not dealing with that kind. I'm talking about ones who tell you the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they're putting these books out there with all the one scriptures that pertain to the Gentiles, bringing in all the Gentiles. They tell you that no Gentile, no heathen is going to be trodden through the land. They tell you that the gates to the new kingdom got the 12 tribes of Israel on there. Many people are teaching that, what is it, Jeremiah 16:19, that talks about in the end, the Gentiles are going to come and say, hey, our fathers have told us. They're telling you that's all the other nations. They read in the book of the New Covenant, Roman, Paul was a Roman, this person was a whatever. They even go to the Old Covenant, and they've taught us that Bathsheba and Uriah were Hittites. And that Hekaziah, I think that's what his name, Hekaziah, man, I don't know, not Hekaziah, but the one priest, that was all Hittites, which is of the other nation. That's a lie. That's all lies. But that's what they put in the book, that these are the Gentiles that they coming in. Some people out there telling you we're Africans because they can't discern the truth from the lie because they're fleshly. Father ain't dealing with them. They got you trying to bring in the Ethiopians, trying to, you know, we know that our people were scattered out there too, but what I'm saying is that many of these people are trying to say we Africans. I've heard, hey, I can play something for y'all if y'all think I'm lying on that one. Many people telling you that the Gentiles, all the other nation, all they got to do is get water baptized. Family, this stuff is going on right now. Many of them teach that the woman better just shut her big mouth, sit her big black behind down, and learn. And they will tell you that a man can have many wives. They tell you everything of the lustful flesh, and people believe it. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people who believe it is because they're lazy. They will not crack open the scriptures. They will not ask the Father for understanding because you got to set apart spirit just like me. Don't let some man tell you that the woman don't have to set apart spirit. That's a lie. It's not in the Word. If I could talk to the Father, you could talk to the Father. There's no difference between me and you. Read. Don't just sit up under a person and just take for granted, oh, okay, that's what it means. That's what it says. You better open the scriptures yourself. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because family is out there. It's out there hard. Many people get mad at me because I come against, and unfortunately, it's the men. Just as the men were, and don't get mad if you're a man, because I'm not saying anything that's false or that is unknown, but you go into Old Covenant, who was ruling the people? Who was leading the people? It was the men. But these same men sit out here and they say some damnable things. They can't put two pieces of precepts together that is spiritual, only what the flesh can tell you. Egypt is bondage. Well, come on. Even the heathens, other nations can do that one. But where's that spiritual understanding? They don't have it. The Father's Word says through Paul, they're spiritually discerned. The Father tell you, I didn't send them. Because, see, when you have to set up our spirit, you understand these things. That's why I say sometimes I be knowing certain things, but I ask the Father, well, Father, give me the scripture. I got to have the scripture because the people got to hear it. They got to hear it. But certain things, and I'm not, and people think I'm bragging when I say that, be making me mad. Y'all stop that envious and that lustful way of thinking, because I already know. I had people sending me comments on this one time. I'm going to say it anyhow, God darn it. I'm going to tell you. A lot of times I get things, and it's while I'm sleeping, and then when I get up, it's a knowing. You go look up what the prophetess were, it says knowing. It's a knowing. You just know. You just know. But I got to have the, I ask the Father to give me the scriptures. Because
hello? 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 Mr. Georgia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
I think cut off? I think so.
Oh, man. All of a sudden, it sounded like she was underwater.
Yeah.
Girl, that was good anyway.
Well, we might be recording, honey. Call me back.
Sister Georgia, can you hear me? I'm not muted.
Who is that?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what happened.
Is it showing that her number's still on there?
I'm not even, I had disconnected from the site.
No, I'm talking about on your phone.
Oh, it's still, it's still going.
Well,
that can be because you're on the phone, you know?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah. You want to hang up? You want me to hang up?
Mm-mm. Let me see something. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello? Sister Georgia, I can't hear you.